I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a cloudy sky, then clearing tonight, a low around 8 degrees. An Illinois panel is expected to hear a case against a troubled public housing authority facing allegations of unfair labor. The Southern Illinois newspaper reports the unfair labor practice charge comes after federal housing authorities directed an end to the collective bargaining agreement between the Alexander County Housing Authority and the union representing employees there. The charge, filed by the Laborers International Union of North America, Local 773, alleges that the housing authority failed and refused to bargain in good faith. Records obtained by the Southern under the Freedom of Information Act show the executive director of the Illinois Labor Relations Board moved to have the complaint heard after determining a state panel has jurisdiction over the matter. That case is expected to go before the board sometime next year. The latest winter weather outlook shows Illinois is in for more cold temperatures. State climatologist Jim Angel says La Nina conditions in the Pacific will influence weather here, and that means the forecast won't always be pretty.
For January, climate conditions are favorable for colder than normal temperatures across Illinois and the Great Lakes region. Meanwhile, there are no indications that January will be either wetter or drier than normal in Illinois. However, the Ohio River Valley is expected to be wetter than normal in January, and that could spill over into far southeastern Illinois.
Angel says the forecast for colder than normal temperatures lasts into February and March for portions of northern and central Illinois. The snowfall on Christmas Eve gave notice that winter is here across the state, and with it, hazardous conditions. The State Department of Transportation says that means drivers need to check out its road advisory website before getting on the road. Guy Stevens has more.
IDOT spokesperson Kelsey Gursky says gettingaroundillinois.com has been completely redesigned and improved.
We have a new color scheme. We also have the ability to identify and zoom in to a specific location or a travel route or a destination, whereas the other former site offered just a static map.
IDOT says updated information is relayed to the website via a cloud-based system from its snowplow drivers out on the roads. IDOT says more than 2 million people visit the site each winter. I'm Guy Stevens.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.